This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. All over the country, volunteer attorneys are camped out at airports, giving legal aid to people affected by President Trump's travel ban. Meanwhile, some local lawyers have launched a website to streamline the process. It's called airportlawyer.org. Family members can upload information about who's arriving, which country they're from, and what type of visa they hold. Attorneys can then use that information to give legal advice. It was co-founded by Takao Yamada. He's an attorney and a tech startup entrepreneur in Seattle. He told me why he started this project.
I can speak to my own personal experience being down at the airport. I've been down there closing in on 50 hours in the last week. And one of the biggest challenges is you don't know who's coming in. For the most part, you are guessing. You're talking to people in the baggage claim area. You're trying to find out from other passengers, hey, did you see anybody pulled out of line? Things like that. If you know lawyers, if you've worked with lawyers, or if, you know, even if you just watch lawyers on TV, there's an incredible amount of preparation that goes into preparation and strategy that goes into anything that lawyers are going to do. And operating without any of that just makes everything harder. It means you're constantly reactive. And we built this in a lot of ways thinking about, you know, let's find a way to be proactive. If we know, for example, if we know that there are 20 people coming in from Iran who on a variety of visas and their family's going to be waiting in the airport, we can make sure that we have Farsi translators on standby as an example of the kind of thing that will make a huge difference for us.
Why is this kind of activism important to you?
A lot of it's about solving problems. It's about helping people in smarter ways. My personal focus is always around information. We have, through the internet, we have information available. We have all the information in the world at our fingertips, but it's not always well organized, and it's not always organized in a way that's intended for use. And so that's a thing that has incredible appeal to me, is thinking about, you know, we're at the airport, we're trying to help all these people. What's the information we would need? And activism of any kind is always more effective the more information you have, the smarter you are on the ground. And this tool and other tools like it that can be built by the tech industry, that can be built, this was built in 2 days in response to a specific problem, that's going to make all the difference.
Takao, there are many folks listening to us who agree with the president's executive order. They believe he's acting in the interests of national security and he's well within his scope of authority to do so. So how would you respond to people who believe that and who may not agree with the work that you're doing?
I think that even if you're concerned about national security, if you want people to face higher extreme vetting or what they're calling it, you still want the people who deserve to come in to come in. You don't want those people to be made afraid. And you don't want their families, who are often American citizens, to be made afraid of that they're going to be sent back. You don't want you want security. You don't want an arbitrary system where people who deserve to come in, people who have spent years going through the process to come into this country, to be denied. And that's what we're trying to do, and we're trying to bring structure to that. And then on a personal level, my ancestors were Japanese. They were immigrants. My great-great-grandfather came here in 1907. And, you know, I look at a lot of this stuff and the difference between my family and, you know, a Somali family is a matter of dates. And so I take all this stuff very personally, because 50 years ago, that was my family. And I think it's good to look at it like that. I think we get, you know, focusing in on the people and what they're going through and what they've gone through to come here should matter more.
Seattle attorney Takao Yamada is the co-founder of airportlawyer.org. This story came to us from KUOW's immigration team. You can find more coverage at kuow.org. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.